This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. C.J. Chenier is the son of the late Clifton Chenier, known as the King of Zydeco. Today, he leads the Red Hot Louisiana Band, the band once led by his father, and today considered the premier Zydeco band in the world. Ahead of his appearance at the Castle Theater Saturday, John Norton caught up with Chenier at his home in Houston to talk about the music that has taken him around the world.
Chenier's Zydeco future was not a given at birth, despite being the son of Zydeco royalty. And according to Chenier, the songs he plays aren't even technically Zydeco.
Zydeco consists of, like, when you go to a Zydeco dance, you're going to hear a variety of music. You're going to hear blues, boogie, waltzes, ballads. But a natural Zydeco song is stripped down with drums, accordion, and washboard. But when you go to a Zydeco dance, you're going to hear all those other elements I told you about.
And so, in a sense, that's kind of what you're doing now, then. You're mixing all of that.
Well, that's what it always was. I mean, that's the way I learned it from my daddy. See, I knew nothing before I started playing with him.
Let's go there, because everyone knows you as a Zydeco artist who plays a mean accordion and took over his father's band. And we should mention, Clifton Chenier was your father. He was dubbed the King of Zydeco. But it was almost like it was assumed that from a young age that you play the accordion, you grew up on Zydeco, and you grew up with your father, none of which was true. You grew up playing the saxophone.
Exactly.
And you were away from your father for a while, and you weren't even that aware of what Zydeco was when you were a kid.
Exactly. I mean, it wasn't nowhere near as popular as it is now. You never heard it on the radio. Only time you would hear Zydeco is when the few artists like my daddy and Dupsy that were traveling around, that's the only time you heard it. You know, so it's like if they didn't pound the pavement, nobody would know what Zydeco was. I learned to mix it all up. So that's why I describe myself now as Zydeco Blues, because I want to be distinguished to know that the style that I play is mixed with blues. As my daddy was. He played Zydeco, but he'll tell you in a New York second, he was a blues man. That's what he felt in his heart. But the style he created, the washboard, the drums, and the accordion sound only is what a Zydeco song is.
Hey, guitar, baby.
Last time you were in town, we talked about the album Desperate Kingdom of Love, and you recorded your dad's songs, two of them anyway, Black Snake Blues and the Boogaloosa Boogie, on that album. But what we didn't talk about was the album title and the song that took that title, Desperate Kingdom of Love. It's a PJ Harvey song.
Right.
Why were you attracted? That just Zydeco and PJ Harvey just don't seem to go together, but you chose it for this album. How come?
Well, it was a somber song, and my agent, I really didn't know what the song was, and my agent, booking agent at the time, played it for me, and the record company kind of wanted it, and, it was not supposed to be an upbeat, happy CD. It was supposed to be a mellow, kind of somber thing because of Katrina, and I did it right after that. And they came up with that song, man. I'm listening to it. I'm like, wow, that's different. and it kind of grew on me after a while. And after we started playing around with it a little bit, if you feel it, man, you can do it. And I felt it after a while. And, just decided to go with it.
Oh, love, you were a sickly child. The wind knocked you down. Put on your spurs, swag.